There are new reports this week of the Lao government army attacking Hmong rebel groups. One report says 7 people, mostly children, were killed in an attack. There are more than 70,000 Hmong living in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Many of them still have friends and family in Laos. Some are among the resistance fighters who've been waging a low-level war with the communist government in Laos for decades. Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold have asked the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. to push for a special U.N. presence to protect the Hmong. William Yang is the director of the Hmong American Partnership, a social service agency in St. Paul. He says recently some Hmong fighters have surrendered to Lao authorities.
Hmong in the U.S. want to make sure that they'll be treated right and correctly and provide all the basic needs for the people who are being captured or surrendered.
Many Hmong fought on the side of the U.S. as part of a CIA-sponsored army during the war in Vietnam. Yang and other Hmong American leaders say that means the U.S. has some obligation to protect those who are still living in Laos. The leader of the former Hmong army, General Vang Pao, is now based in Minnesota. He's pushing the U.S. to demand that the Lao government create a safe haven for Hmong fighters in Laos and eventually allow more of them to resettle in the U.S. A Wisconsin-based Hmong human rights activist says he's in regular phone contact with the Hmong rebels in Laos. Vang Pojeb of Eau Claire says there are reports that some who have surrendered have been tortured or killed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.